Dog Pound, welcome to the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospital. Obviously, a great victory Monday here for the Browns off of a 31-10 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But unfortunately, it was not without some losses. Alex Mack, the center, and Armonte Bryant, defensive end, both went down with injuries. Coach Pett updated their status.
If it's just a break and that's limited to that, then it will be, I think, could be eight, maybe 10. But if it's anything more than a break, then it'll likely be the season. But I do think that we'll need to make a move to replace Armonte just from a number standpoint. And I know Ray and his crew are working on that. We do have some options there as well.
When Mack went down, obviously a big blow with a Pro Bowl center out, so the team slid guard John Greco over to center, and in came veteran Paul McQuiston, who had been a longtime starter in Seattle, signed in the offseason by Ray Farmer. They stepped in and stepped up as the Browns were still able to rush for 95 yards in the second half.
You know, anytime you lose a guy like Alex Mack, you know, really the focal point of our offensive line and leader emotionally and physically, because, you know, how tremendous he plays. It's tough, but, you know, my mindset was just to kind of go in there and not have any drop-off and try to, you know, lead and play in the center position and help with a win.
The Browns also had players step up on the defensive line. Following the loss of Armonte Bryant, they only had 3 healthy D linemen in this game, and yet Desmond Bryant, John Hughes, and Ishmaeli Kitchen all played phenomenal games and helped keep the Steelers' offense in check.
Well, we only have 3 guys. There's no choice, actually. You know, we've got to go out there and perform. I think that Kitchen and Hughes, they were inactive last week, and they came in this week. They really stepped up. They did a great job for us, and, you know, I was just trying to, you know, do my part. I saw them come in and do so many good things that I just wanted to be able to stay on their level.
Now, there's still a lot of uncertainty with these injuries headed into Jackson, but we know on the D-line, Phil Taylor will be out. Billy Wynn might be back, might be out. Same with Ataba Rubin. So look for the team maybe to work out some defensive linemen on Tuesday, or perhaps elevate Jacoby McDaniel from the practice squad to be an active lineman on the 53-man roster. On the offensive side of the ball, they could work out some guys. They've got young guys on the practice squad. And Nick McDonald, someone they signed with a broken wrist who has experience at center, will be evaluated this week and is actually eligible to be put onto the active roster. So keep an eye on that. This has been the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospital. And keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.